So both sides of politics are muscling up for a big fight on tax ahead of next week's budget, which will almost certainly be the last budget before the federal election. Paul Bongiorno's in our Parliament House studios. Paul, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So the government and the opposition effectively declaring it's a referendum on tax when we go to the polls next. There's a strong signal from the Treasurer that future surpluses will be spent on personal tax relief. Tanya Plibersek wouldn't say. She said, well, what are they doing? But Labor is going to have to match that, aren't they? I mean, this sounds like an LAW law tax promise. That's caused trouble before in the past, though, I must say.
Well, it has. Look, there is no doubt we've got a tax auction going on, and there's no doubt that Labor and the government will try to, at the very least, neutralise each other on the personal income tax front. Now the big argument and the contentious argument is, as we heard in your discussion with Tanya Plibersek, is the centrepiece, the enterprise tax plan that is the centrepiece of the government's jobs and growth strategy. We've heard it so many times before. It's very costly, very expensive, $80 billion with another year added, as Labor has been saying. This gives Labor an enormous club, in a sense, to hit the government over the head with, and one that is, in fact, causing damage to the government. You see today, the per capita survey shows that 62% of voters, including Liberal voters, don't want the big end of town, the last tranche of the corporate tax cuts to be paid. And Shorten, in a pre-budget address yesterday, really doubled down in his attack, calling this a monstrosity and saying that all it wants to do is hand $17 billion to the perpetrators of the sorts of things we've been hearing about at the Banking Royal Commission. So that they're the elements of what's going to be a very hard-fought campaign over tax. But it, as it were, breaks out beyond just personal income taxes into the whole argument of taxation in general and where the money's coming from.
Yeah, and in that hard-fought campaign that we'll see, the BCA on 7:30 last night, Laura Tingle makes her appearance, her debut.
Very impressive it was too.
She had the story about the Business Council of Australia ramping up its lobbying efforts, raising funds from members to effectively, I think, try and match the impact of GetUp and other groups. How much influence do you think a cashed-up BCA will have on the outcome of the next election?
Oh, well, I think it'll have a fair bit of influence. There's no doubt, as we've seen before, for example, remember the mining tax. If any of the big corporations want to spend millions of dollars campaigning hard against something, they do have an effect. And depending on how well they do it, how much their advertising resonates, etc., they can change the debate. There's no doubt about it. But hey, we're a democracy. This is a free country. And everybody, whether they're unions or business, have got a right to get in there and campaign for their point of view or for their vested interest.
There's going to be a lot of television ads coming at you during the election because the unions already got a campaign. GetUp is already in the field to some degree, and now the BCA, so they're going to be there big time. Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno was a columnist with the Saturday paper.